Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Tom Withers is in for Andy today. Number to join us, and we want to hear from you, 216-474-0092. Tom, I just thought yesterday going into the game, and I told Andy during our show yesterday, I think they win. And I said that for this reason. Should they have won? Well, no. You had three of your six guys down. Yeah. You're not supposed to win that game, except Indiana played so well in game one. I didn't expect that to happen, and they didn't play that well last night.
Right.
The Cavaliers were going to be fired up.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell was going to be fired up. You knew somebody else or a couple of somebody's would come along for the ride. Max Strus did. Jared Allen did. They were outstanding last night.
Dean Wade did to us. I mean,
Dean Wade defensively was good.
What you needed from him, right? Nine rebounds.
Sam Merrill had 14.
Yeah.
They didn't get much else, but they didn't need much else other than the ability to close out the game. And you got to the fourth quarter last night.
Can we skip that for now? Let's talk about the first three and change.
We will. But I'll just – and I texted the guys last night. We were texting with each other. And I just said, they just ran out of gas. Yeah. Didn't execute in the real crunch time. But fourth quarter, Indiana shot 53.6%. Mm. So the Cavs' defense wasn't what it was. They made two of three threes. Indiana didn't even just – bombs away from three.
No.
And the Cavs shot just under 28% and were one of six on threes.
Yeah.
They were gassed, yet we're up by seven, Tom, with 47 seconds to go.
Still hard to get your head around, isn't it?
Well, it sure is.
You know, I think about some of those plays, and you're right, defensively, and yeah, it was fatigue. Like, you think about that, the Siakam layup that I think brings them within three, right?
Yeah.
That's just bad defense, right? That's just not executing it. That's not being connected defensively. That's not knowing where your man is. That's letting guys get by you. Well, you know, we're going to, I'm sure, dig into Ty Jerome here at some point.
Yeah.
Who had one of the toughest nights in memory.
It was a shame, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. You know, he's one of the biggest reasons the Cavs are in this position, right?
Yep.
I mean, he emerged much like, you know, he was the real surprise emergence this year, right? I mean, we thought Evan Mobley would grow into the player that he's become, but Ty Jerome has been essential. And I know there's
what a huge boost he was all season
fantastic.
Long.
Fantastic.
And probably will be later in the series. But last night he was 1 of 14.
And he wasn't much better in game one either. I mean, it just seems like they
took 20 shots.
And the Pacers seem to have a real handle on what, pardon the pun, what he's going to try to do with the ball. You know, he does that little hostage dribble or whatever you want to call it to get himself into the lane, and then it's either a floater or a lob. Well, if Evan Mobley's not there to throw it to, then he's only got Jared Allen, and he's so indecisive right now, Jeff. He's like caught in between. Mm-hmm. He's not sure what he wants to do. And then, you know, I just felt like that last possession on the Halliburton three, his defense was poor. You know, I thought he was like kind of lurching from side to side, if you will, and Halliburton did whatever he wanted to. Now, listen, tough guy to guard. I get all of that. But to your point, the defense kind of let them down the stretch. Again, plenty of excuses for it. They were completely worn out. I know there's also a lot of second guessing going on in terms of whether or not Kenny Atkinson needed to dig deeper into his bench there down the stretch.
And, when Kenny started the second guessing.
He did.
Yeah.
Credit to him as well, right? I mean, a lot of coaches would wait for that question. He kind of brought it up unprompted that, you know, maybe I could have handled it better.
My one regret might be not playing more guys.
And I'm sure Kenny Atkinson didn't sleep very well last night thinking about all of that. You know, does Craig Porter, who gave them a solid 4 minutes, mind you, just 4 minutes, does he belong on the court there in the closing seconds? You know, you at that point, you're looking for your best ball handlers from an offensive standpoint before the inbounds passes, your best ball handlers and free throw shooters. Maybe Porter belongs on the floor in that situation. So, yeah, Jeff, I mean, we could go tick by tick here on those last 47 seconds and find a problem with everything the Cavs did.
Well, here is the last 47 seconds. Siakam missed the two free throws, and then Nesmith had that put-back dunk.
This is 117-110, correct?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Put-back dunk.
Donovan Mitchell had a turnover. Siakam got a layup. Then Max Strus threw a terrible inbounds pass.
Don't know what he was thinking there.
You don't lob it out into the middle of the court.
I know, and I guess Donovan had mentioned something about, you know, somebody zigging when he should have zagged, and then, you know, Max got into a position where, you know, maybe option two was gone as well. You know, it's an easy inbound pass to Jared Allen in the backcourt, which you can do in that situation, right?
Yeah.
Just get the ball inbounds.
Instead, Nembhard.
You can't throw it to the Pacers, right?
Right. Nembhard stole the pass. Halliburton gets fouled. Halliburton makes the free throw. Halliburton misses the free throw. Donovan said, the ball was right there. I should have grabbed it.
Yeah.
If you look at the video of the second free throw that Halliburton missed, and I went back and looked at it like five times because because Donovan said, I should have had that ball.
You're
and
a glutton for punishment, aren't you?
Well, I was, actually.
I know you were.
Because Jared had Miles Turner boxed out.
Right.
He really did. I mean, he was boxed out. And Donovan snuck in front. So you had two Cavs closer to the basket and Miles Turner behind him. And Donovan didn't grab the ball by his own admission. And Miles Turner just slapped it. And Halliburton grabbed it, steps back behind the three-point line. And then there's Ty Jerome on the D. And Halliburton drains that shot.
And those guys are taught in that situation, Jeff, to sandwich that guy, right? The two guys that are on the line are taught to sandwich that guy in the middle. Except when it's Jared Allen, he can probably handle him there. Donovan's got to go get the ball.
Yeah.
Right?
And Donovan said he needed to do.
Yeah.
47.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
7 seconds. You look at what happened, who they played and everything else. Strus played almost 40 minutes. Jarrett played 38 minutes. Donovan was just, he was amazing.
Yeah, Max.
He played 36 minutes. Max Strus.
Max was great.
He was, wasn't he?
He was great. Yeah, except
he made
for,
one bad play. Made one bad play.
Yeah, and I know his post game was tough to watch. I didn't ask him any questions, and I was listening to the reporters asking him, and it was one word answers, and I sympathize with Max. He was crestfallen, if that's the right word, in that situation. He was, he gave them everything he could.
23 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 5 of 12 on threes. A phenomenal dunk he's never made in his life,
Max,
probably.
That was terrific, yeah.
If Max has made a dunk like that, it was in a dunk contest when he was in college. I mean, that was awesome.
Yeah.
And I thought Jared Allen was terrific. Tom, the only thing about Jarrett last night And again, I have a problem with this. I had a problem with it in game one. Jarrett took 9 shots.
Mm.
Okay, he's not known as a phenomenal offensive player, but in this series now, he's what? 13 of 15.
Mm.
13 of 15.
That's on par with what he's done with for most of the year, as you know. He shoots around 70%.
Maybe you should get him a few more shots.
Yeah.
I
it doesn't really go into the flow of what they're trying to do offensively. I get you.
I know, yeah. But you know what I thought last night? I didn't think they had any flow offensively.
Yeah, they didn't.
And I understood it completely because your flow is sitting on the bench. There's Darius, there's Evan, and there's DeAndre Hunter. There's your flow. So you're going to have to come up with some kind of other offense. Our buddy Terry Pluto wrote that, was it 8 minutes, I think he said, that Max Strus, Dean Wade, Jared Allen, Ty Jerome, and Donovan Mitchell had played together all year.
Incredible.
And they started last night.
Incredible.
That was the starting five. So I didn't expect any flow. You kind of thought Donovan Mitchell was going to have to be incredible. He was really good. I didn't like 30 shots from Donovan in game one.
Right.
You had to have 30 shots from him in game two
because
you didn't have anybody
else. Exactly. We'll get into the injuries at some point. I think there's an unfair narrative, in my opinion, going around in terms of how hurt these guys are. Trust me, if they could play, they would play.
There's no way that they're not playing if they thought they could do it.
I know.
I mean, and you're not worried about, like, you're not worried about DeAndre Hunter at this point. Well, we're going to leave him out because maybe he could hurt his thumb more.
Right.
No, if he can go, play. He's going to
go. Exactly. He can't go out there with one hand, though.
And Evan Mobley, if you look at the play from game one, I mean, that's like, well, there's your ankle roll. If he could put weight on that ankle and move, he's going to play.
100%. And as you know, Jeff, ankles aren't day-to-day.
No.
Right? Ankles are week-to-week. So that's obviously concerning going forward. You know, I was at shoot-around yesterday, and I saw Garland on the treadmill, which gave me a glimmer of hope that he was at least going to give it a shot, right? That he was going to give it a try. Now, that doesn't mean that he didn't do everything he could pregame to see if he was ready to go, and he's just not ready to go. And that's, you know, unfortunately for them too, this is...
And that's a big call for a player to make too,
God.
You know?
Yeah.
Because he has to think this, I would hurt my team more than I would help my team.
Jared Allen was in the same situation last year, Jeff.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for him, I didn't think the Cavs did him any favors by not really being as open and transparent about the injury as it was. And if we came to find out he had, you know, ribs floating or, you know, broken ribs floating around in there that was causing that pain. I almost feel the same way with Darius now. Like when they, and I know there's some gamesmanship involved here. You don't want to tip your hand to the Pacers in terms of what you're trying to do. But, you know, to call him a game time decision when it was
at least
doubtful, if not out, hours ahead of time is not doing Darius any favors.
I agree completely. Chuck is driving around in his car. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chuck.
What a disappointing loss last night. Max Strus is my favorite player, I'll tell you. But for all the talent that the Cavs have, Max Strus brings his lunch pail every night, and he gives you stuff that, you know, if you're missing points, he's going to go out and knock down shots. The guy is just a gamer. Love him.
He was called for a foul early on, Chuck, where he threw a body block into a Pacer. And I forget which, it might have been Nembhard. And he threw a body block, and I thought, well, if the Browns offensive line blocked that way, Jerome Ford would have had 1,000 yards last year.
Yeah, he's one tough customer, man.
I'll give you that, Chuck. And let me add, too, if you noticed what Max's role here is to try to slow the Pacers down, is every time they're going to inbound the ball, he's got to be all over Halliburton.
Mm.
And he's done a nice job of that. They've actually forced the ball out of Halliburton's hands coming up the floor to negate him as a playmaker. So to your point, Max is doing everything he can to help this team win.
Boy, did I take issue with the putback dunk off the missed free throw. He can't cross the three-point line until the ball is out of Siakam's hands. And if you watch the replay, he's two steps inside that line. First of all, Mitchell's dog tired. He's not expecting that guy to be two steps inside the three-point line. Non-reviewable play. Got to give Carlisle and Indiana credit. I mean, that's to do that just is like forward thinking, right?
Yeah.
So but that was unfair. What Greg Anthony said, that Mitchell fell asleep, was bogus. The guy was two steps across that line.
I'll push Chuck, back a little bit, Chuck. I don't think he was two steps. I'll give you a step. I've seen that replay several times. I don't think he was two steps by any means. You know, it's something you got to guard for, though. You've got to be aware in that situation that potentially that can happen. I mean, it's the old Michael Jordan play, which is why they changed the rule, right? Because he used to come flying.
Down the lane.
And do that all the time.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know, credit to Nesmith, too. I mean, it's a hell of a play in that situation, right? And, I mean, there's also 15 feet in between him and Donovan Mitchell in the rim where there's other bodies that could get in the way as well. So, just another one of those unfortunate moments there.
And one thing about Strus and Halliburton and taking the ball out of his hands.
Yeah.
Okay. Nembhard stepped up and had 13 assists. Wow.
Wow, has he been good.
Hasn't he, though?
He's been the X factor in the series, in my opinion, for two games. Yeah.
216-474-0092. Join in. Bob Finan, Chronicle Telegram, covers the Cavs. Going to join us at 11:20. It's Baskin and Phelps. Tom Withers is in for Andy today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.